USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden touted a federal program to delay insolvency for private unions' pension funds. Biden spoke in Cleveland, Ohio on Wednesday about the American Rescue Plan's special financial assistance program.
Pension plans that serve 11 million Americans across the country. And to make sure these pensions are managed responsibly and to protect the participating workers and retirees, the federal government oversees and ensures the plans. But we've seen the risk of millions of workers face as they watch their hard-earned pensions turn into broken promises.
However, critics say taxpayer dollars should not be used to bail out pensions negotiated by unions. Tyson Foods says it struck a deal to buy stakes in two Saudi-based poultry businesses as part of its effort to drive growth beyond the U.S. and tap rising demand globally for protein. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
A report released Wednesday shares disturbing information about the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas.
Police in Uvalde, Texas had three chances to stop an armed gunman before he entered an elementary school where 19 students and two teachers were killed. In one case, an officer with a rifle had the attacker in his sights but asked for permission from a supervisor to pull the trigger. The report from the Alert Center at Texas State University says officers lost momentum after coming under fire. It's critical of the rank-and-file officers who converged on the campus. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Mohamed Barkindo, who transformed the role of OPEC Secretary General and oversaw an expansion of the oil-producing group's role in the markets, has died at the age of 63. His unexpected death on Tuesday night came just weeks before he was set to end his six-year tenure. This is USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
The man accused of killing seven people at an Independence Day parade in the Chicago area appeared in court on Wednesday.
The man accused of spraying gunfire into a Chicago area Independence Day parade from a rooftop, 21-year-old Robert Cremo, made his first court appearance on Wednesday to face seven first-degree murder charges. The judge has denied Robert be released on bail. The state of Illinois has done away with capital punishment back in 2011, so if convicted, the suspect could face life in prison without the possibility of parole. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Reports show that red states, those that lean Republican, have recovered faster economically from the pandemic than Democratic-leaning blue ones, with workers and employers moving from the coast to the middle of the country and Florida. Since February 2020, the month before the pandemic began, the share of all U.S. jobs located in red states has grown by more than half a percentage point, according to an analysis of Labor Department data by the Brookings Institution think tank. Red states have added 341,000 jobs over that time, while blue states were still short 1.3 million jobs as of May. A marina in northwest Michigan was shut down on Sunday after a diesel leak from the yacht of Tim Allen. The movie star told the Traverse City Record Eagle that he felt very uncomfortable being the reason why the harbor was closed until late Monday. Allen is being held responsible for the cleanup costs. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.